Dave, you know Dave Lee.
Okay.
Dave, the co-star of the Nick Shirley videos, warned because he's been surveilling these Somali businesses for years, documenting their fraud. Warned, these Somalis get violent. And we're, especially when you try to take their stolen money, the money they stole from us, we want it back. They will mob you, hundreds of them. And we're starting to see this as ICE agents have been surrounded twice in the last 2 days, barely escaping without some kind of mob violence. And the problem is that Democrat leadership, they know better, but on the ground, they're giving their sheeple the impression that ICE is violating the law. They're telling a lot of lies, and I'm going to break them down because these are very easy to debunk and very cynical that they would be told. But I want to show you where we are right now. Yesterday, Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey went on a podcast and said that he is weighing, they are weighing, the Democrat Party, arresting ICE agents because the ICE agents keep breaking the law. Now, one thing you'll notice universally when Democrats say that, they don't say what they're doing that's illegal.
Yeah.
It's just presumed you know whatever the thing is. That is because there is no thing that they're doing that's illegal. It's all made up. But Minnesota Mayor Jacob Frey is now asserting he can arrest ICE agents.
You're basically asking, can our cops arrest them?
Yeah.
From a legal perspective, yes. From a practical perspective, to state the reality, yeah, it does get kind of hard when they drastically outnumber us and they have bigger guns than we do. It does. And here's the thing. We don't want to create warfare in the street.
Yes, you do.
We want to keep our communities safe.
No, you
don't. We're trying our very best to do that.
No, you're not.
So nobody, our police officers, ICE agents, civilians, nobody can act illegally. Nobody can. And so we're trying to find the best way to prevent these ICE agents from acting illegally while not causing a firestorm on the street.
So the podcast, by the way, he says no one can act illegally. This has just come out overnight. The training materials, Lee, from the Minnesota ICE Watch that Renee Good did her training with. And it show it. They not only advocate using your car to block ICE agents, which ultimately got her killed, but they also teach unarresting. So that is where you interfere physically with the arrest by, quote, pulling or pushing an officer off of an arrestee or breaking their grip on the arrestee. And they have it says you could combine it with tactic one. They call that the most risky, as it requires physical contact with the officer, which could lead to an assault on an officer charges or escalate LEO's response. What is tactic one that they want you to combine it with? It's called using a secure grip like a gable grip that's illustrated above. Hug the arrestee and pull them out of danger. By that, they mean help the illegal immigrant, child rapist, or wanted terrorist to escape the bounds of an arrest by ICE. These are training materials. I have them up on my X feed so you can see. So this idea, Jacob Frey, no, nobody should break the law. They're training these people to break the law.
Every bit of that is
Democrats
unlawful.
Yeah. Here's Jacob Frey, so the liberal podcast host, who's got a skull full of mush for brains because he's been like so propagandized to he can't even process reality, is saying, okay, but your officers, you can arrest ICE, right? They're breaking the law.
It's crazy that you're even there, right? I can't commit one way or the other to deal with how our law enforcement officials should deal with rogue federal law enforcement. And it's like, these are the guys that are the don't tread on me guys. And they have federal agents coming into your city, menacing your citizens who aren't doing anything illegally.
Criminals.
And you've got to, I have separation of powers discussions in the mayor's office. It's crazy.
The bottom line is we are working on every strategy that is available to protect our residents, and where illegality is taking place, where people are being mistreated and hurt, our officers are going to be there to help the best they can to keep people safe. Now, what that action looks like, obviously depends on the situation. Again, the goal that they're trying to get to is they got to keep people safe.
Okay.
Anybody can get arrested.
What they're trying to do, Lee, they're training these shock troops to go in and do things that get them hurt or killed by ICE agents defending their own lives. Then they take the bloodshed, say, see here, now we're going to start arresting ICE agents. These people on the streets are being used by Democrats. Yeah. To get the escalation level they need to begin physically repelling ICE agents from Minnesota and other Democrat places.
Well, their narrative needs a higher body count so that they can then propagate this in the media.
Yep, absolutely. They need blood. Like that movie, There Will Be Blood. Yep, they need blood. They've been trying for 11 months to get it. They've been really struggling, and the problem they have is X. People get real news, and then they don't want to go in the streets like they did during George Floyd when the FBI was inside of X censoring real things. So they're having trouble. They're struggling.
I would love to debate this guy on his comment about the no, don't tread on me crowd, because I can tell you exactly where we are being tread upon. And it started with the Biden administration with the southern border, our open borders, and then allowing, particularly as the state of Minnesota did, for people who are not even legally in this country to then access benefits and get grants and aids for money that is our tax dollars going to things that didn't even exist, and then ship the money out of your Minneapolis airport to foreign lands for, you know, who knows what. Well, we do know what. It was going to, in many cases, to some foreign terrorist activities.
Unfortunately, a lot of these Democrat sheeple in the streets have never heard what you just said. They don't know. They're just heard that Trump is targeting Somalis because they're brown. In fact, that's, again, what they're being told by Ilhan Omar, who took to television last night to repeat these lies, probably in a bid to stay out of prison.
I'm so exhausted in trying to ask what any of this has led to you finding any criminals that you have indicted that explains why you are wasting so much of our taxpayer resources and also terrorizing our communities.
Well, she's just disappointed we didn't send them more money. That's the only thing about the taxpayers' resources she's disappointed about.
Yeah, and I mean, Tim Walz, the governor, said in a fundraiser just a few weeks ago that the media was barred from entering, but somebody went in there with a camera anyway, like a phone camera, and recorded him. He said, listen, we want to increase the funds. We want to increase Somali immigration to Minnesota, but we also want to increase the funds for these programs. He's doubling down. He's not only saying we're going to keep going, he's saying we're going to increase the fraud is what we're going to do. But here, coming up, I'm going to break down the lies they're telling their sheeple to get them in the streets. Because, Lee, Democrats are arming up against ICE. This is a new thing. It's all over TikTok. They are discovering that they actually like their Second Amendment rights after all, and amazing, they're going to go and fight ICE, they think.
We are under occupation. And this is what the Founding Fathers gave us the Second Amendment for.
Do you know why you have the right to own that AR that you only use in your dreams? The reason they're allowed to have those things is for the moment that we find ourselves in right now.
The Second Amendment exists for
this. I'll explain coming up. You know, the lies they're telling and the violence that is brewing out there. Yesterday we laid out, using John Solomon's reporting, in Just the News, former investigative reporter for The Hill, how the Chinese Communist Party, another ally of the Democrat Party, they are literally fused. You can't tell where one ends and the other begins, is funding the street protests here. They funded a lot of the protests, remember, against LA, or in LA, against ICE. So this is communist and communist Democrat Party allied through a funding network of Chinese Communist Party allied billionaire Neville Singh. So laid all that out. Now on TikTok, you have Chinese influencers pushing the lunatic liberal fringe to violence. Listen to this TikTok video, which went viral yesterday, encouraging Chinese style for Democrats to begin making lists of people they're going to get.
Some households still have an American flag in from their house. That means those people are supporting the American system. They are your enemy. And set up a website and ask all your members to take picture of every household who got American flag and upload those information to your website.
Kill lists, hit lists for later. Folks, this is so, folks, this is the Russian Revolution. That was the pre-Soviet Union. 20 years of this. This is, folks, I'm watching it every day. These are the exact same tactics. Because you have a small number of Marxists relative to the population. The population is heavily armed. That is why Democrats are using the Russian Revolution playbook. How do you control people? You terrify them that Democrat lunatic protesters might show up at their house and torture and kill them. And then guess what? When there's a trial for those Democrats, they don't get convicted because the jury's so afraid. That's it. That's the textbook. Took them 20 years, but they got the Soviet Union in power that way. They got the Communist Party in power that way. You are watching it on our soil. What is driving this? They need that one final amnesty vote to end America and create the one-party system that they need. The violent shock troops will do the rest. This is their plan. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Don't misunderstand. In fact, it's less inevitable every day as Trump fights back in the streets. But here are the lies they're telling their own sheeple, who in a lot of ways are victims here. Some of them are true communists. You can't help those people. But a lot of these people are victims in a way that Rachel Good might have been a victim. They are so brainwashed with lies. Listen to some of the Democrats who are now buying guns, arming up, and training on firing ranges. This is a new TikTok trend to go to war with ICE.
We are under occupation, and this is what the Founding Fathers gave us the Second Amendment for.
Do you know why you have the right to own that AR that you only use in your dreams? The reason they're allowed to have those things is for the moment that we find ourselves in right now.
The Second Amendment exists for this reason. And if protests and boycotts aren't working, that's the only option left.
Jonathan E. Ross needs to be hunted down. When the law is not going to do anything to protect the people, it is up to the people to take justice into their own hands.
Okay, listen to the chief lie there, they repeat.
We are under occupation.
No, you're not. No, you're not, but they think they are. Here's Attorney General Keith Ellison of Minnesota. This is one of the lies they keep telling them, okay? That ICE is violating the law.
DHS's use of excessive and lethal force, their warrantless racist arrests.
Okay. So they're supposed to be using warrants. They're not. They're just picking people up. They're violating law, and we got to fight back. Here's Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanahan telling a version of this lie. She's a Democrat, of course.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Kidnapping. Okay. Why? They're supposed to have a warrant, but they don't. And so they just go get just brown people and they don't like them and they get them. That true? Let's ask Grok. What does Grok say? Because Democrats keep repeating this. They need a warrant. They don't have a warrant. They keep kidnapping our friends who also happen to be illegal immigrants. What does Grok say? Does ICE need a warrant to arrest or detain illegal immigrants for deportation? No. No, ICE does not need a judicial warrant, i.e. one signed by a judge, to arrest or detain individuals who are illegally present in the United States. ICE officers derive their primary authority from statutes like 8 U.S.C. 1226, 8 U.S.C. 1357. ICE can arrest and detain an illegal alien pending removal proceedings, so before they've even been processed, due process, upon issuance of an administrative warrant. What is that? It does not come from a judge. It's called an ICE warrant. They just sign it themselves. I-200 or I-205. And those are issued internally by authorized immigration officials. They're often done on site based on probable cause that a person is removable without needing review by a judge or magistrate. I'm reading from Grok. ICE can also make warrantless arrests in certain situations, like when an officer has reason to believe an individual is in the U.S. in violation of immigration laws. Reason to believe. And is likely to escape before a warrant can be obtained. So Democrats going out to, they pick up Americans, sometimes they get, yeah, they do. Why? Because they're in the company of illegal immigrant criminals. That's why. Can they arrest them? Yes, they can. But they lie and they know better. But they lie and they lie and they lie and they lie. And the other lie, here's, by the way, Tom Homan, who is the head of ICE, talking about how this works. And this is not new, but always been this way.
The law clearly says if you arrive at our border without proper documentation, you shall be detained. Not maybe, not think about it, shall. And that's what President Trump's doing. Catch and release is over. That's what the law says, and that's what we've done.
Here's the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons.
You know, I was sitting here listening to this whole entire press conference. And, you know, the one comment right off the bat that just strikes me is that, you know, we don't show a warrant for arrest. Well, Title 8 for under the Immigration Nationality Act, you know, ICE doesn't need a warrant to make that arrest. So there's a lot that I don't think they understand about what ICE is doing, and the allegations are just really sad.
Democrats understand perfectly. They're lying to their sheeple. They know they can't hose us. They're not even trying to hose moderates anymore. They're lying to the most susceptible, most mentally ill among them, trying to whip them into violence. Again, now listen to this. You can see how evil and pernicious this is. This is Minnesota Lieutenant Governor, Democrat, number two in charge, Democrat Peggy Flanahan, lying her butt off.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. Without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
And they are. This is from the Stacey shows yesterday. It's a TikTok account with 15,000 followers. It went viral. She's talking about how she's going to the gun range and training to kill MAGA because she doesn't have any other recourse. They think we're in times we've never seen before.
Good afternoon, Donald Trump. Today I was at the range, and it'll do your heart good to know there was a lot of women there. And I'm going to show you up here a little picture of what I was aiming at today. You mother bag of, you might think that we're out here just sitting around wondering what's going to happen. I am wondering about, I know what's going to happen.
Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire.
You
psycho killer.
Folks, this stuff is all over TikTok. Because they have been weaponized by their leadership. They think these are their leaders. They're not their friends. To think ICE is doing something they've never done before. Thus, the response is warranted. You know what the biggest lie of all is that they're telling right now? And this is really the bad one that's going to spin these people into violence. Only to discover, and I'm afraid they're going to be sitting in a jail cell with blood on their hands for many years, with a lot of time to research, they're going to look this stuff up and be like, oh my gosh, they lied to me. ICE wasn't doing anything it hasn't been doing for 100 years. But it'll be too late then for everyone involved. The Chiron on Fox News right now, far left activist, largely silent on Iran. Have you noticed Democrat Party leaders are too? Yeah, well, inside they're grieving. I mean, $200 billion pumped into Iran to keep the mullahs in power, the dictatorship going, it's about to fall. Must be heartbreaking for Democrats. Going to get back to that in a sec. I got to hit this first, though. As the violence appears to begin to spin out of control in Minneapolis, I want to play this claim.
We are under occupation, and this is what the Founding Fathers gave us the Second Amendment for.
Do you know why you have the right to own that AR that you only use in your dreams? The reason they're allowed to have those things. It's for the moment that we find ourselves in right now.
The Second Amendment exists.
Okay, so what they think is they're under occupation, that ICE has come in and occupied, that we have not seen this before. So let's look this up. How long has ICE, the INS, or any of their precursor immigration enforcement agencies been in Minnesota? How long have they been there? Let's ask Rock. Federal Immigration Enforcement just showed up 4 weeks ago. No. 4 months ago. No. Federal Immigration Enforcement Agencies, Grok writes, have had a presence in Minnesota for over a century, tracing back to precursor organizations before the modern INS or ICE existed. Oh, well, what year did immigration authorities, whose job it was to expel foreign invaders and also investigate immigration-related crimes, which is what ICE does today, when did they first show up in Minnesota? Last week? No. Last month? No. In 2025? No. And this is what drives me nuts about the media coverage and how they frame this. We go along with it, too. Well, ICE is, they're going into Minnesota. No, they're not. They've been there the whole time. The answer to the question is 1891. 1891, the Bureau of Immigration was established. And first established, so that's the year it was established. First established its presence in Minnesota in around 1900 to 1910. Minnesota saw heavy European immigration, and that is when they began opening a lot of these offices. The Immigration and Nationalization Service office there is, and by the way, they have an office, which is weird since they're an occupying force that just came in and all. It's in the Bishop Henry Whipple Federal Building in Minnesota. So they've been there. Yeah. Since when have immigration authorities operated out of that building doing immigration enforcement in Minnesota? Last week? No. Last year? No. 1969. So what Democrats are arguing here, that we've never seen this before, this is new, Trump's using ICE as an occupying force, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. It's not new. What is new is Democrats arguing that we should not have any immigration enforcement.
It is just such a hallmark of tyrannical, autocratic, dictatorship societies that
yeah. So this is where we are. Now, why is Trump surging additional agents into Minnesota and Democrat strongholds? Well, you're going to see things like that when you violate federal law to let in 20 million illegal immigrants. So they are sending in additional agents. One, there's more illegals. Two, they hide behind Democrats and know to get to sanctuary cities. We've got to dig them out there. But three, why is there a surge? Because, as we demonstrated yesterday, it started in L.A. when the violent ICE protesters surrounded the building, trapping ICE inside. They like to throw Molotov cocktails through the window then so you can't escape, and they set the building on fire, hoping to burn you alive inside the building. And Democrat Mayor Karen Bass specifically went to the police dispatch center to make sure the police were not dispatched in response to their 911 calls. That happened in Minnesota over the weekend. We have screenshots from Hennepin County deputies specifically told where the crowd is and update the violent crowd and updated on where the crowd is with specific instructions not to respond to let the left wing crowd rampage. That is why we need reinforcements. In other words, the Democrats did all of this. They did all of it. And that's why. So what they want is for us to leave ICE unprotected. They will withdraw the police and then violence will ensue. And the answer is no, we're not going to let them be hurt or killed. Fox News covering last night. This is incredible. Just listening to this. ICE agents mobbed. I don't know if you've seen this video. You should look it up on X. This rabid crowd. And it's a wonder nobody got trampled in what really looks like a riot. They heard ICE agents were staying at a hotel. This isn't a few protesters showing up and screaming. They literally mobbed the doors to the point they were like a herd. They couldn't all jam through at one time. I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder. Somebody fell, they would have been trampled. Trying to get their hands on these ICE agents. That's how insane Democrats have driven these people with misinformation.
Look what happened over the weekend. Insurgents besieged a hotel in Minneapolis where they thought that ICE was staying. A few security guards, if you watch this video, somehow held back the mob. No National Guard were called in. No police that we could see were on site. Governor Walz and Mayor Fry have said that ICE's footprint, though, is too big there. So what happened when ICE sent only a pair of agents to a shopping area in St. Cloud on Saturday? The two ICE agents were quickly surrounded and they were pushed out by a mob screaming, you know, all sorts of epithets at them. And it looked to be a mob of mostly Somalis. It was embarrassing. Now, this resistance, this insurgence is organized.
And you bet it is. What we've got in Columbia is Columbia, South Carolina, is a bunch of Democrats that act together as a cartel. They stick together. When a small number every year of actual Republicans, not just people pretending to be Republicans, but actual Republicans, when they begin to persecute them almost immediately. In fact, they tried to eject the Conservative Freedom Caucus from the Republican Caucus because they were conservative. And you look at the Freedom Caucus, they're good guys. I vote for them, having the show regularly, but they're not even particularly extremely conservative. They're just kind of conservative, like common sense conservative, not like way radical conservative. And in order to be a part of that caucus, it was a couple years ago, they wanted them to sign waivers promising not even to screenshot vote totals of how other Republicans were voting. That's the infestation of Democrats we still have in Columbia. It's incredible. People move here thinking this is a red state. It's not. And they will drop, no kidding, hundreds of thousands of dollars on a single primary, these Democrats posing as Republicans, to block out actual Republicans and, God forbid, the occasional conservative who gets through, which is why absolutely absurd things like what is happening Thursday in Columbia happen in this state. Ralph Norman, who's running for governor, is holding a press conference to lobby the South Carolina State House to stop Democrats from voting for Democrats in our primary. Republican leadership love Democrats because they are Democrats. They really are. And they get away with as much, they do as much as they can get away with. They want Democrats voting in our primary. So in our primary, so they can elect mainly Lindsey Graham, but also other Democrats. Also. So Ralph Norman, this is an absurdity situation, is holding a press conference to demand lawmakers do two things. Finally honor South Carolinians' overwhelming support for closed primaries. In other words, you register Democrat, I register Republican, you don't vote in my primary unless you register Republican. Folks, that will automatically move the state to the right. They know it. And that's why the Republican leadership's fighting it, which is absurd. And then, folks, but we are in a hand-to-hand combat battle. Literally, we may be brawling in the streets, if you hear in the last hour. I mean, this is where it's headed with the Democrats. Can you imagine living under these thugs in a one-party system? I can't. I mean, you want to know what that'd be like? Iran, China. I mean, that's what we're talking about. We need every congressional district we can get, and mathematically, but also geographically, Jim Clyburn, Democrat, who was at one point number two in leadership, should not have a congressional seat here in this state. We need to draw it off the map. Donald Trump has asked the thugs in our legislature, who are really Democrats, to draw out Clyburn's district. We need to launch a redistricting session. But the Republican, and I put Republican in the air quotes, leadership refuses. Think about this for a minute. They are protecting Jim Clyburn's seat when we could go to zero Democrat seats. They have to gerrymander the heck out of the thing to keep it in existence. Do you honestly think the Democrats would do that for us? Well, you know, we're going to fight hard now to make sure that we keep this Republican seat in our Democrat state. They would not. We need to pull out all the stops. They won't do it. They won't call a redistricting session. So he's going to hit him for that too. If you're new to the state, you think you moved to a red state. In name only. In name only. So they're up there fighting for Jim Clyburn, fighting for Democrats' rights to vote in our primaries, fighting to keep this state as low-key blue as they can. It's ridiculous.